Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Wednesday, July 9th, 2014. And over the past several weeks, InfoWars has been documenting the immigration tsunami that has basically flooded into the United States as our borders collapse and our federal government stands down. This week, our crew is in Murrieta, California, where illegal immigrant protests on both sides of the argument have squared off against each other in what has become a potential flashpoint in the battle over the control of our borders. We are now joined by Joe Biggs, who is on location in Murrieta, California. Joe, what's the latest out there in California?
Roger that. I'm live right now in front of the Border Patrol station in Murrieta, California, like you said. Right now, the police have actually come through here, and they've been telling all the protesters that if anybody kind of gets out of control, gets violent, they will be doing their job. They will be arresting people. They came through and told us where we could park and where we couldn't and things like that. But what was interesting a second ago, Darren, was the brown shirts from Lackland Air Force Base. You remember those guys?
Oh, yeah.
They were just here a minute ago. There were two guys standing over there talking with the police, the local law enforcement, and the Border Patrol agent. So Obama has sent his contractor bullies out here to help out, enforce, and, you know, basically just rough people up tomorrow. It's going to be a very interesting day. Right now, mainstream media has their vehicles parked. People are lined up and down the roads behind me getting ready for tomorrow's showdown. The people in Murrieta are not going to stand down whatsoever. They said that they are ready to be detained, and they do not care because they will not let this illegal immigration tear their town apart.
Wow, so you have the brown shirts from the Lackland Air Force Base. Meanwhile, you have brown berets that represent the La Raza militant group who are showing up at the same time. So this is a potential flashpoint that once again you find you guys find yourselves in the middle of. And I'm curious, what do you expect as tensions begin to rise during the next couple of days?
I mean, as soon as that bus, you know, approaches tomorrow, things will get very hot and very crazy fast. I mean, the cops are already getting ready. They're lining up in their police bikes and everything like that. Everyone's ready for almost just like an epic immigration battle out here. And who knows, La Raza could show up once again. They did last time.
Well, this whole thing got started last week when protesters turned out to block the street to the Border Patrol facility, and they forced the Homeland Security buses that were carrying the illegal immigrants, mostly children, from Central America. But they blocked the street. They made the buses turn back and go back in the direction that they came from. So that's how this all got started. So like you said, the people in Murrieta, California are basically drawing their line in the sand right now. They are saying enough is enough. And in stereotypical established media fashion, they are portraying the anti-illegal immigrant protesters, you guessed it, as what? Racist. And this is what they do all the time. I was even watching Rachel Maddow the other day, and rather than finding, I'm sure there's plenty of Hispanic Americans, Black Americans who are members of the Murrieta community who are out there protesting along with the illegal immigrant protesters, but MSNBC, they have to target the guy that looks most like a white supremacist, and that's who they go to. What do the people in Murrieta think about the treatment that they've been receiving from the mainstream media?
Well, they feel like they've been misrepresented completely. You know, the thing is with these, you know, liberty-loving Americans is they've been nonviolent in this whole thing. The only thing they did was stand in front of a bus and said, no, you're not going to come in here. You're not going to make my town go bankrupt. But it's the people who are violent are the ones that are coming from Northern California, from different places, not from this small town. Everybody in this town is a very small, close-knit, tight group of people who've known each other their entire lives. They just simply want, you know, these illegal alien children to go. They don't want that here. And that's all they're saying. They're very peaceful. They're very, you know, docile. They've been very nice and informative. But, you know, right now, there's not one pro amnesty person here at all. They're not keeping up their fight with this. It's just the Americans, it's the locals that live here in the town that are staying out here day in and day out, 24/7, leaving someone here on call. And at the slightest tip that a bus comes in, they call, and within 10 to 15 minutes, 200 people are ready to show up and show their support for their town and for America.
Well, what about the people there? What's their reaction been to the La Raza militant groups that have showed up? Do they understand the historical significance of La Raza, and do they know what La Raza stands for?
They think it's the Obama administration's tactic. They know that they fund La Raza. They know that a lot of these people fund them, and the Obama administration's made it clear they want no part in this issue whatsoever. Obama will not even come close to the border. The closest he's going to come is Dallas. I mean, come on. Show something. I mean, just try to be patriotic for once in your life, Mr. President, and do something. He won't even get near here. And of course, he's going to send La Raza out here. He wants to stir up tensions. He wants to see these Americans get riled up and see if any of them will make a move so he can use it against them and call them terrorists.
Well, that's it. And it's all about racial division. And I'm glad you're there to interview the people in Marietta. I lived in Southern California for 20 plus years. I raised my children there. I even was on a construction crew that built a house right there in Marietta, California, many years ago. But I can tell you firsthand, I know the territory. I know the people, and I have plenty of Hispanic friends who are very adamant and very against the open border policy by the rogue Obama administration. Now, I want to show some pictures to our viewers, and these are images of La Raza protesters as well as the signs that they carry. We're also going to take a look at the massive La Raza propaganda campaign that is in full swing right now. And of course, they have La Raza radio stations all over the country that encourage the reconquest of America. Here's a sign that the Brown Berets are holding up at a protest. If you don't like our people, get off our land. Here's a mural with a powerful message. It says, American terrorism. It says, justice is our creed. La Raza Unita. Uncle Sam stole the Southwest. Next, we have a young Hispanic gentleman wearing a Azatlan Industries t-shirt. Now, these are very popular. They have t-shirts, hats, all kinds of propaganda that shows the basically the conquered map of the United States. Here's the next one. La Raza has no boundaries. Migrant youth are our warriors, or are warriors. Another sign held up by demonstrators. You are on stolen Native American and Mexican land. Then you have a recruiting poster. La Raza needs you. See your local recruiter. Join the Brown Berets now. Plus Civil War and Reconquista. This has an image of an AK-47 and the U.S. map that is conquered by La Raza. So there's no question that this organization is hostile towards America. Joe Biggs, your comments.
I mean, it's funny. The Obama administration picks their contractors to wear basically the same uniform as the La Raza. I mean, it's right here in front of everybody's face, and yet no one can wake up and see that whatsoever. You know, it just makes me laugh sometimes to see these lies and these things so blatant, and yet so many people just can't open their eyes and see what's really going on to our country right now. But thank God we have people like the people of Marietta here. They actually created this Facebook page called Stand for Marietta, and on there, they're all in there voicing their opinions about what's going on, talking about functions, the city hall meetings, and things like that. And the people that are on there are African-American, Mexican-American, people from all walks of life who are for the anti-illegal immigration side. You know, the people that are the pro-amnesty, they're just out here just to start some trouble. That's all they're doing. You know, the people here are a very diverse crowd, and they're all willing to stand up for what's right and what's for America.
They don't want to just be let into our country. They are also demanding food, shelter, clothes, medical care, and free education, most of them welfare parasites. And they're no longer asking for amnesty. They are demanding that the U.S. opens its borders entirely. And unlike past waves of immigrants who have come here to become responsible members of American society, these people reject American society altogether because they've been told that America rightfully belongs to them. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, everyone has this sense of entitlement nowadays, and now we're giving it to the illegal immigrants. Right now, there's a city right down the road, Escondido. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Yep.
They came together in a town hall meeting yesterday with 500 people showing up. and they were going to give 96 homes to these illegal alien families, and 500 people showed up to the meeting, and they voiced their opinion, and they voted against it. That's another city standing up to the administration saying, hey, you're not going to bring that here in our home, in our town.
Wow, I must have missed that on MSNBC. What's going on right now is El Presidente Obama has basically opened up the floodgates by enacting the DREAM Act, right? The Deferred Action Plan. And this has inspired the massive immigration takeover. Staff Sergeant Biggs, your closing comments.
Well, it's just like the movie America that Dinesh D'Souza made. It's American suicide completely right now. He is killing our country from the inside, from the White House, and draining everything we have. They're taking, it's like a tidal wave right now of immigration, and they're trying to take out city by city with this flood of illegal alien immigrants coming through. But luckily, we have a lot of these people that are prepared and willing to stand up.
All right, Joe Biggs, looking forward to seeing you and the rest of the crew, the reports to come out. I want to remind everybody to be sure to check out Infowars.com and be sure to go to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube for continued reports from the border crisis and the border showdown, I should say, from Marietta, California. Joe, thanks for coming out. Now, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we have two, count them, two special reports from none other than Alex Jones, and this will be from our new TV studio in Austin, Texas. And you don't want to miss this one, folks, because I'll give you a hint. One of the reports questions the sexual orientation of the First Lady. Yeah, you're not going to want to miss that one. So the InfoWars Nightly News will return right after this. Stick around.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Well, you never know what to expect on the Alex Jones Show. And this morning, the topic came up that Michelle Obama might be a man. I know that might sound ridiculous, but is it? After all, there are many questions surrounding the president's past. And now people are starting to question the sexual orientation of the First Lady. Alex Jones has a special report on that from our new television studio in Austin, Texas. But first, here's what Joan Rivers had to say to kick the controversy into the mainstream.
You know Michelle is a trans...
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Joan Rivers talked about it in the last few days, and it's a big international news story. The question is, who is Michelle Obama? Is she really a woman? Is she a man? Now, I'm not drawing any conclusions here, but I know this. It's fair to question anything and everything this administration says, because I can't think of an administration in history that has been caught with such a perfect record of everything they say and do being a lie, being a fraud. You've got all these examples with Obamacare and all the taxes it raises on poor people and the death panels and all the denials about that. And then the architect of Obamacare, Rahm Emanuel's brother, comes on Fox News and says, you know what? The plan is to bankrupt the healthcare system with this and bring in total socialism. So the insurance companies are getting in line. These people are the authors of so much corruption, so much tyranny, that they shouldn't whine and complain when the public doesn't believe anything they're saying, especially when every time I look at Michelle or Michael Obama, the first lady or the first tranny, every time I look at them, something doesn't look right. She doesn't look like any black woman or any woman I've ever known. She's got shoulders that are wider than a man's, which physiologically doesn't happen. Again, you can put three heads on a man's shoulders and only two heads on a woman's shoulders. That's a known anatomy. And then women generally have wider hips than men do. And you look at her arms and the rest of it, when she's standing straight on, she looks like no woman I have ever seen, except for people who have had different chromosomal disorders who choose to be a woman. And I've got the statistics and the numbers right here in front of me. We're seeing more and more of these chromosomal disorders because of all the toxic waste and GMO that's been introduced. One of them is the Klinefelter syndrome, or the double XY, where you basically are part female, part male, and then generally around puberty or even younger, the person needs to choose who they're going to be. And when you look at other people who have been reported, like Olympic runners and others, to perhaps having this disorder, they look just like Michelle Obama. And we've seen cases before where they then do the test and then don't release them. And the Russians got caught in the Olympics, of course, back in the 70s and 80s, having, quote, women wrestlers and weightlifters that really weren't women. They were really men. It's just they didn't have the genitalia, and some evidence showed they'd had it removed so that the great state could be shown of communism as defeating capitalism. But Joan Rivers, obviously, while officiating at a gay wedding, was basically asked about if America would accept this. And you know, she said, well, we already have a gay president and his transvestite wife. You know, for me, this isn't really a laughing matter, because not just the sexuality, but the very genetics of the human species across the board is being manipulated. We've got some areas of the United States where more than two-thirds of the frogs are being born hermaphrodites or asexual or sterile. We've got all sorts of sexual mutations happening in guinea pigs that are fed GMOs, things I won't get into here on the air. And we are all guinea pigs under this. So getting all the political correctness aside, there has always been people throughout history, males identify as females, females identify as males. There's always been a small portion of that, a small statistic. And I don't judge or attack those people. And I'm not obsessed with it either. I'm sick of the societal obsession with it. It's clearly being pushed, and that's what I'm tired of, is the force feeding of all of this culturally to reduce population and also break up the family. I'm tired of male role models that are traditional and female traditional role models being under attack. And so those that are pushing this politically correct agenda that tell us don't use the word bossy, it attacks women, or your kid can't play with a Nerf gun, or don't call illegal aliens immigrants, and then don't call them immigrants, call them migrants, and then don't call them migrants, call them people that you need to bow down and, you know, worship and pay for, or you're a racist, or turn your guns in, or you're a racist, or vote for Obamacare, you're a racist. The truth is, we're dealing with a move towards eugenics and dehumanization, period.
that makes Brave New World look like an instruction manual. And after all, Aldous Huxley did say in his nonfiction book, Brave New World Revisited in 1961, that indeed it was an instruction manual and that his brother headed up the UN plan at UNESCO to actually end the sexes as we know it and create biological androids to serve the state. So we're being conditioned by the television, conditioned by the chemicals, conditioned by the bad food, all of it, to become artificial, artificial consciousness, artificial insemination, because we're so incredibly infertile that, oh, we have to have three parents now and the baby has to be designed. And if they build back doors into all the technology and all the smart grids to surveil and control us, everything we talked about now admitted, I'm here to tell you they admit they're planning to build backdoor systems and stack genetic traits they want into all these new designer babies. The globalists are a cult of genetic engineering. So we can make jokes about Michelle Obama obviously having some type of chromosomal mutation or disorder. I mean, undoubtedly something's wrong with her. People can make jokes all day about how she's really a merman from series He-Man Masters of the Universe. But again, bottom line, we can laugh at our own peril because this is affecting all of us and all of our children. And genetic disorders are off the chart. They're just telling us, oh, this is just because we have bad genes. Well, why wasn't it expressing like this before? It is the environmental things that are being added into the food chain by design that is clearly causing this to happen. And the globalists told us that that's what they were planning to do. So I wanted to break that down here on the nightly news. And then tomorrow on the syndicated radio transmission, let's go ahead and throw it back to Darren McBreen in Studio B.
All right, that's going to do it for the first half of our broadcast. But when we come back, Alex Jones has another special report, the case for impeachment, as the evidence stacks up against President Barack Hussein Obama. And don't forget to be a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. You can share your membership with 10 other people who will have unlimited access to all of our documentaries, our special reports, and, of course, the InfoWars Nightly News. Right now, we have a summer special that's going on right now. 5 months free if you sign up today. So join Prison Planet TV and join the revolution. Alex Jones and the case for impeachment when we come back right after this.
Alex Jones here to break down some exciting developments in the area of research concerning supplemental iodine. It's nothing less than phenomenal. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. And I used some of the mainline iodine supplements and they upset my stomach and I had some issues with it. Until I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group, who I was already interviewing as an expert on my radio show, and I began taking the product before he actually rolled it out. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals that are incredibly powerful that no one else has as a source for their iodine from between 7 and 12,000 feet, literally drilled out of the ground. You put it on a hot plate and it turns into the pure gas. No one else has 99.99% pure iodine. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. I was over 270 pounds. And with the iodine, exercise, and better diet, I have lost now more than 50 pounds total, and I'm continuing to lose the weight. I have more energy, my libido, all this crap came out of my skin. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there, and I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating. This is trailblazing. And the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
The The state of our republic is beyond dire. We need more than a Declaration of Independence. We need an emergency declaration of survival. We need the people to realize the fall of the republic is happening now. Today, I went back and looked at the articles of impeachment from back in the 1970s against Richard Milhouse Nixon. And it was stunning how Obama has done everything Nixon did publicly, far surpassed it, and not gotten in any trouble. And the reason I was thinking about the impeachment of Nixon was the fact that today, Boehner, the Speaker of the House, came out, the Republican leader who plays golf and hangs out with Obama constantly, and said, we're not going to impeach Obama, as if he controls everything through his dictatorial position as the Speaker of the House. Well, he's not technically a dictator, so it should be up to the House itself. Now, some Republicans argue that, hey, he's so unpopular, let's just win a bunch of points by keeping him in office instead of making him the victim. Look, I want to scare the Republicans as well. They're just as bad in many cases as the Democrats. The Republican leadership with NAFTA and GATT and the Police State Patriot Act and all of their corporate welfare, the banker bailouts that were bipartisan, the list goes on and on. The Iraq War. I want crimes like Benghazi Gate and, of course, Solyndra and the energy deals and Fast and Furious and all of it to be punished. You notice it gets worse and worse and worse. Now the border's wide open. We caught 3 weeks ago the government shipping the illegals in. It's finally national news that they're not just letting them in. They're telling them come and then shipping them all over the U.S. to bankrupt the country. That's the admitted plan under Agenda 21 and Cloward and Piven. They're on record. And what freaks me out is no one gets it but InfoWars.com. We have to literally go do the investigations, do the reports, put it out, and then weeks later watch it become national news. Again, we're on the opposite of a power trip here. This is blowing us away that we are literally on the cutting edge of understanding what's happening. Has anybody else gone and read the articles of impeachment against Nixon? Has anybody else gone and then looked at the Declaration of Independence that was an impeachment of King George III and basically saying, you're fired? I mean, this is the reality that we're talking about here. So what I'm getting at here is all of you viewers out there need to realize you have incredible power. You're the real reason InfoWars.com is more and more changing history and having a giant effect, working with other pro-liberty groups that transcend terms like liberal or conservative, folks like DrudgeReport.com and WorldNetDaily.com. We're just simply organizations and groups that value the truth, value justice, and don't want to repeat the mistakes of history. But we don't just have to learn from history to not repeat the mistakes. We can also learn from history to repeat things that have been successful, like the impeachment of Nixon, like the defeat of King George III, the tyrant. We can also learn good lessons from history of victories we've had. So let's first take a quick look at the Declaration of Independence and the unanimous vote in Congress, July 4th, 1776, in this month of July, to understand what we've gone through. And ask yourself, does this not parallel what's happening with Obama and these crimes? He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good, blocking everything, vetoing everything. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has called together legislative bodies in faraway places and not let the public become aware of what's actually being passed. Look at how they put it all into UN law, secret tribunals, secret treaties that circumvent Congress. Again, there's dozens of these points. Here's another one. He has endeavored to prevent the population of the states for the purpose of obstructing laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. So exactly what happens. Make it hard to become legally here, but let the illegals pour in because they'll be dependents under their control. And not letting the public get a hold of public land. The exact same type of stuff that King George III was engaging in. He is kept among us in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures, circumventing the colonies or the states, militarizing the police, putting the military on the streets. For the quartering of large bodies of armed troops among us, again, militarization of police, for protecting them by mock trial from punishment when they murder the general population or commit crimes against the inhabitants of the states. Look at all the activity we've seen. Continuing, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world. Again, they've kind of done the opposite of that, but the same thing through globalism, where they've made having jobs here and having factories here so expensive because of all the regulations, it's cut off our trade and moved it to foreign lands they control. Same thing then with mercantilism that they had, where they wouldn't allow manufacturing in the colonies, only in England. For imposing taxes on us without consent. Look at all the regulations and the currency taxes and all the things they've done. For depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury. Look at Obama with the NDAA or all these other, you know, federal power grabs we see with the courts. For suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. Look at how the EPA and all these agencies just basically do whatever they want. And it goes on and on to talk about putting mercenary armies in and using our taxes to fund other mercenary armies and wrecking whole countries and destroying whole areas. Look at what they've been funding ISIS to do. Now, that's only skimming the surface of the Declaration of Independence, which, again, was an impeachment of the King of England in basically a common law court that stood up because the people stood up behind it. There are many parallels there, but nothing, my friends, compared to the parallels in the articles of impeachment that were brought out back on July 27th, 1974, and then the subsequent trial that began to unfold in the Senate, and then Nixon finally stepped down. And I've got to say, I would have been for the impeachment of Nixon. And I was born right when all this was going on. Many of you weren't even born then. This was 40-plus years ago. But if you look at Nixon and what he did compared to Obama, I mean, Obama has gone light years ahead of what Bill Clinton or Richard Nixon ever did. I mean, it is incredible. But this is how countries devolve. This is how things degenerate over time, because the system gets away with more and more until basically anything goes, and then you have a total nightmare, collapse, tyranny on your hands. Now, again, this is long, but I challenge people out there in the media, I challenge citizens and others to go read the articles of impeachment against Nixon in the House of Representatives and then compare it to what's happening today. And it gets worse towards the end. The parallels are incredible. Number four, that is in Article 1. Interfering or endeavoring to interfere with the conduct of investigations by the Department of Justice of the United States, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Office of Watergate Special Prosecutor Force, and congressional committees. I mean, he's blocked all the committees on IRS gate. Obama has. The Justice Department's run by his mob boss, Eric Holder. They get away with murder. They've been caught with the memos, ordering everything shut down. We have them open and shut. Let's move on to number eight. Making or causing to be made false or misleading public statements for the purpose of deceiving the public of the United States into believing that a thorough and complete investigation has been conducted with respect to those allegations of misconduct on the part of personal and executive branch of the United States. And it just goes on. Now let's move on to Article 2. That's where it really gets crazy. Using the powers of the Office of the President of the United States, Richard M. Nixon or Barack Obama, in violation of his constitutional oath, faithfully to execute the office of the President, won't control the borders, runs all these scams, gives heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda, to the best of his ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, and disregard of his constitutional duty to take care of the laws to be faithfully executed. And then it goes on. Article 2, Section 1. He has acted personally and through his subordinates and agents endeavoring to obtain from the Internal Revenue Service, in violation of the constitutional rights of citizen, confidential information contained in income tax returns for purposes not authorized by law, and to cause in violation of the constitutional rights of citizens, income tax audits or other income tax investigations to be initiated or conducted in a discriminatory manner. MSNBC calls for the whole Tea Party to be arrested. They defend him doing this. Nixon had 100-something names and didn't even use them. They're using it against hundreds of thousands of Americans, arresting people, making stuff up, shutting down their 501c3 constitution charities, shutting down pro-life groups, churches, a reign of chilling effect terror. He misused the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Secret Service, and other executive personnel in violation and disregard, again, to persecute people. It goes through it in Article 2, Section 2. Article 2, Section 3. He has acting personally and through his subordinates and agents in violation of disregard of the constitutional rights of citizens, authorized and permitted to be maintained a secret investigations unit with the office of the president, financed in part by money derived from campaign contributions, which unlawfully utilized the resources of the Central Intelligence Agency, engaged in covert and unlawful activities, and attempted to prejudice the constitutional right of the accused to fair trial, setting people up, running spy operations, using the CIA and the media to plant stories. This is all public now. They don't even hide this now. He has failed to take care of the laws which were faithfully executed by failing to act when he knew or had reason to know that his close subordinates endeavored to impede and frustrate law. See, when his subordinates order the Border Patrol stand down, that's confirmed. That's one of the few things the feds are supposed to do, and it goes through that. Section 5 of Article 2. In disregard of the rule of law, he has knowingly misused the executive power by interfering with agencies and executive branch, including the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Criminal Division, the Office of Watergate, and it goes on to shut down investigations into what he's doing. I understand scoring political points against the liberals, the socialists, the authoritarians that pose as liberals by letting this go on, but there won't be a country anymore. Obama's in office another 2 years. There'll be 1 million, 2 million people a month hitting the Southwest by then. We're already in collapse. The towns are already going bankrupt. They'll be able to declare a civil emergency, you name it. God knows what he'll do by then. There is just no telling. And again, when I say what he'll do, what the establishment's doing with him as their front man. And the truth is, they're using race and using Americans' political correctness to not go after Obama because he's supposedly part African to get all this done. So he's the front man for this whole globalist agenda that is conquering this country right now. You have the Republican and Democratic Party leadership organized together against libertarian rebellion inside the Republican Party, getting a lot of people elected to state and federal office. It's an important movement. And having an impeachment might hurt some Republican gains. But there's already a Republican landslide coming. We need that new Republican landslide coming in to be scared of the American people and not have some new honeymoon with some new Republican president. We need them to know, hey, we will impeach you. We will have your butt arrested. Because that's not enough to just have Obama leave office. Okay? Now, that's my view on this. And I don't see how anybody can disagree with me. We morally cannot let them commit all these crimes and just say, oh, let them do it. It'll make them look real bad. This is completely out of control. And no country has ever survived totally open borders. This is treason. This is treachery by every yardstick. You saw the nightly news earlier with Darren McBreen, and you saw I broke down some of the other issues that are taking place. We're here on the radio 4 hours a day fighting this tyranny, some days 3 hours a day. We're on the nightly news here, Infowars.com. This is our duty. We're committed to this fight. Winning this fight is bottom line all that matters, because there is no future if we turn things over to these kleptocrats. So that's officially it in overdrive for InfoWars Nightly News. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow on the radio and back with the nightly news. But don't take free and open media for granted, because the power structure's trying to sign it off right now. I want to salute you, the PrisonPlanet.tv members, and I want to salute the crew and everybody else, because remember, if you are watching this transmission, my friends, you are the resistance.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The InfoWars Nightly News will return tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. So tune in then. Until then, we'll see you back tomorrow. Good night.
Well, Obama is in the neighborhood this week, and rather than visit the border to witness firsthand the crisis that is largely brought on by his failed policies, he is going to be partying it up with people who have paid anywhere from $10,000 to $35,000 to bask in his presence at one of his Democratic fundraisers. Tonight, he is in Austin, Texas, visiting the home of Austin-based filmmaker Robert Rodriguez, whose ultra-violent Machete franchise is very pro-illegal immigration. But instead of portraying illegal immigration in a positive, good-for-the-economy sort of way, Rodriguez's film bolsters support by demonizing a Texas politician who's seeking to tighten border control, and also they portray a Minuteman-style American delighting in shooting a pregnant Mexican woman. So it's hard to tell if it's a pro-amnesty message or a La Raza cattle call.
We didn't cross the border! The border crossed us!
And of course, Jessica Alba is going to be one of the special guests at tonight's fundraiser. Now, Robert Rodriguez has done a lot for the Latino community. He's launched the careers of a lot of Latino actors, and as well as his movie Spy Kids was one of the first theatrical franchises to feature a Latino family playing superheroes. They were the first Latinos featured in a heroic role, and Rodriguez did insist on that. Also, Rodriguez is a member of the National Council of La Raza. He's a President's Council donor to La Raza, who, of course, promotes the race over everything else. And Rodriguez is one of the new minority owners of a television network. His El Rey network is geared towards a Hispanic audience, and he admits that his network, he will use it if the president or the White House calls upon him to use the network to reach out to the Latino voters. But of course, if the way Machete promotes illegal immigration is any indicator of how Robert Rodriguez is going to try and reach the Latino voters, well, I guess we can expect to see more messages promoting racial division rather than bringing us all together. So this is who Obama is spending his evening with tonight. Rather than visiting the border, rather than addressing the crisis and actually acknowledging that this is a huge issue and maybe just showing the American people, hey, I'm not afraid to go and be in these border facilities where there's all these contagious diseases running rampant. I mean, even that, to just go and show that. Nah, he's going to go up with people who are paying $35,000 to go party it up at Robert Rodriguez's house, because he's showing you this is the kind of president he is, and this is where he stands on this issue of illegal immigration.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Blockit Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.